Tefillah for Life, Shir 245, Tuesday, Parshas Shalach. We are explaining that the Keteres is what's called a spiritual carbon. Just like when we smell Besamim, it is a spiritual enjoyment, it's an enjoyment for the Neshama. So too when we bring Keteres, which is a sweet-smelling carbon for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is also a more spiritual carbon. And this explains why this carbon is so powerful. Every other carbon that we bring on the Mizbeach has some sort of physicality to it. But the Keteres is completely spiritual, completely Reach, completely something that is above and beyond anything else that we can bring to Hashem. And that's why Keteres pulls everything together. That's why Keteres is able to push away Misa. That's why Keteres brings wealth. That's why Keteres protects a person for the entire day. Because all negative things that go on in this world comes from the physical attributes of this world. Comes from the chet of the Eitz Hadas that Adam Rishon did thousands of years ago, which caused Misa and negative influences in the entire world. And Keteres, which is the one Avodah that was not impacted by that Avera, that Avodah has the ability to protect a person from all negative influences in the world. Because when you do a spiritual Avodah like Keteres, you are above anything negative in the world. And that's the secret of the power of the Keteres. When a person says Keteres and he says it with Kavana, he is Zeiche to bring a spiritual carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that special carbon is able to protect from all negative influences in the world. It brings a person bracha. It brings a person hatzlacha. It takes a person away of anything bad that can happen, achmana litzlan. And that's the lesson for us. When a person says karbanos like we discussed, yes, we are zeichet to kapara. We are zeichet to bracha like we said. But the keteris is something unique. Like the Zayar says, there is nothing in this world that can accomplish what the keteris can accomplish. How? Because the Keteres is an avoida of smell. It's an avoida of something spiritual. It's an avoida that's above and beyond all the negative influences in this world, all the physicality in this world. So next time we are debating, should we say the Keteres or should we not? Let's remember what Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said. If we would only understand how powerful it is, we would take each word and make it like a crown on our heads. Because each word is unique, each word is powerful, each word pushes away all negative influences in the world. It takes a few minutes, but it's well worth it.